So, we have you at last. Did you think we wouldn't find you? Did you think we wouldn't know what you were up to? Did you really think you'd get away with your crimes for so long? Well, now you know better. That's right. Now you know that the Sisterhood won't stand for your kind any longer. Look at me. I said look at me. No? Very well. You will by the time I'm done. By the time I'm finished wringing you dry of every scrap of information you have. You see, I'm not just the ruling queen of the Sisterhood. Oh no. Before I was crowned, I was the chief interrogator. The queen at that time saw my prowess and skill in battle and knew I was destined for greater things. She knew I could put those specific interests of mine to good use. You know, I almost hope you don't talk. I have all sorts of tools here. Plenty of fun little tricks up my sleeve that I'd love to use on you. Hmm? What was that? You'll never break. Oh, my dear misguided little cretin, you will. It may take time, but you'll break. They always break. Honey, I'm home. Oh, don't look at me like that. You missed me, right? You missed our time together? No. What did they do to you while I was gone, Were my students a little rough with you? Oh, seems like they were. What's this? And this? My. Aren't you just a patchwork of sores and bruises? Chest, arms, stomach. Was that a little whimper I heard just now? No, it can't have been. No, not from you. Not from the big, strong man, the spy who insists he'll never break under my hand. No? I thought not. So, what am I to do with you? You've lasted longer than I expected, I must admit, but I want you to know I will have my answers. Yes. Yes, I will. Who sent you, What idiotic organization sent you into the Sisterhood, hoping to steal our secrets? You shouldn't protect them, you know. They wouldn't do the same for you. I expected to find dozens of attacks on our walls when we discovered you, but there's been nothing. Not a word, not a sign. No. They've abandoned you. So, if you're standing there, all noble and righteous in your chains and shackles, waiting for them to liberate you, know that it's a waste of time. They aren't coming. No one is. All you have is me. You know, when I do break you, I think I might keep you. I've come to enjoy the look of your face. So you're a little grubby now, all that facial hair and grime. Oh, and blood. But beneath all that, you're what some may call a passable specimen of a sperm donor. Oh yes. These muscles. So strong, so hard. Put you to stud, and we'd have a handful of excellent warriors in the next 20 years. Just perfect to keep our people safe. Perfect to ensure that... Did you just spit at me? You just spat in my... Insolent little runt. Seems you have some fire in you after all, hmm? Seems you still have a bit of fight in you after all these days shackled to this wall. And to think, I considered keeping you for myself. I actually considered leaving your skin intact when we were done and keeping you to serve me and my household as a personal slave. What? You'd rather die? We'll see about that. Those are brave words, spy. Brave, stupid words. So far, my guards and I have used the most traditional of interrogation methods. Oh, yes. Pain and sleep deprivation are fine tools to loosen even the stiffest of tongues. But you... I see you need different treatment altogether. You need a more gentle hand. Thank you. Yes, those are perfect. Just lay them on the floor over here, please. Yes. Where he can see them. I want him to know what's coming. Thank you. What are these for? Why, they're my latest set of interrogation tools, of course. You see, sometimes, just sometimes, we come across a man who has trained his mind and body to withstand all manner of physical torture. They can go for days without food, sleep they find through meditation, and pain? They barely feel it. They shut themselves off and retreat into themselves until nothing we can do can bring them back. These men are rare, but... In my time as chief interrogator, I discovered that these men were impervious to all other methods, bar one. Can you guess what that might be? Oh, come now. At least play the game with me. You know what I'm about to do, don't you? You know. Yes, you do know. I can see it in your face. That slight widening of your eyes, the flare of your nostrils. That tick in the side of your cheek. Tell me. Go on. You tell me what you think this other method might be. Yes. Yes, that's right. The only other method that works on these anomalous men is the controlled application and withdrawal of pleasure. Now, are you standing comfortably? Actually, I don't care. Neither will you before long. You see this? This little ring is going to make sure that you and I get to spend plenty of time together. It will make you a toy for me, a thing I can play with until it burns out. Where do you think it goes? Still not talking. Fine. Say goodbye to the use of your mouth then, spy. This here is a spider gag. I'm going to place it in your mouth, not to silence you, but specifically to not hear you. You won't be talking much, but you'll be making plenty of noise, I assure you. Here now. This strap goes in here, straps go around the back here, and then I pull... Oh, yes. Yes, nice and tight. Now there's a good look for you. Mouth open and ready for whatever I may choose to put in there. Nervous, are you? You should be. Now, back to this ring. I'm going to slip it onto your cock. Oh, yes. Hold still. There we are. Now, isn't that nice? No. You silly boy, of course it is. If it isn't now, it will be before long. You really do have a most impressive body. I could run my hands over you all day if only I didn't have so much to do. So strong, so firm. What happens if I rake my nails over you? Oh, oh, you like that, do you? Yes. Yes, you do. You think I can't read those whimpers? I'm not a newbie, by the way, spy. I know what I'm doing. How about if I stroke this? Ooh, was that another moan? Oh, yes. Yes, I think it was. I think you enjoyed my hand on your cock. Then what do you think might happen if I crouch down here and... Oh. Oh my. My. Look how hard you are. Was that fun? Sorry, I can't hear you. You'll have to speak more clearly. I was right. You're going to be a lot of fun. Now, what else have I got over here? Ah, yes, these. Now, I'm sure you know what these are, but just in case your little act is a true reflection of your prudishness, I'll explain. This small ball here on the end. I'm going to stick it in your ass. That's right. And then the rest of these balls along the shaft, each one getting bigger and heavier towards the end. They're going in, right on in after the first one. This whole thing is going in your ass, spy. Oh, there it is. There is the look of panic I was after. What? You don't like the sound of that? You don't want me to fill your ass? What? Fornication? What? Lubrication? Oh, lubrication. You want lubrication? You know, before I stick it inside you. Well, I suppose since you did ask so nicely, at least as nicely as you're able. Wouldn't want to damage your tiny spy ass now, would we? You didn't think I was going to find something slick and slippery, did you? Oh dear. No, I have plenty of lubrication right here. In fact, you're looking after it for me. Confused? Oh, think it through. I know you're smarter than that. Now, here we go. Oh, yes. That's it. How's that? How's that? Oh, when I rock these balls back and forth across your tongue. Oh, listen to you. Listen to you gagging on them. Young spy, if you're struggling with these, you're really going to have trouble passing phase two. You asked for lube, so You'd better get to work.
That's right.
Use your tongue all over my toy because all the lubrication you get is what you provide. Lube it up good, you arrogant fuck.
Look at you. Dribbling like an animal.
Pathetic. Now, where was I? Yes. So, get ready, because... Oh, you're tight back here. I suppose you'll tell me next you've never placed anything back here before. Not even a finger. What a waste. Then this is a new experience all over, isn't it? You should be grateful for such opportunities. Ah, that's it. Yeah. Oh, you weren't ready for that one, were you? No, you weren't. Well, take a deep breath because that's one and there are five more to go.
That's right.
That's right, my sweet. Deep breath, darling. Deep breath. Are you sure you've never put anything back here before?
Really?
Because your ass is sucking up these balls faster than a kid with ice cream. You just swallowed them up, in fact. Oh, in fact, if I push... yes. Yes, there we go. Two more. Feeling full yet? Feel like talking? No? Well, you must be enjoying this as much as I am.
No. Well, your cock certainly begs to differ. Look at this. So hard.
Well, if you want to do anything about that, you know what you need to do. There now. That's the whole string of bees inside you. Mm-hmm. I'm almost sad I'll have to let you go after this. If you can take these so easily. Ugh. Anyway, let's see now. These are nipple clamps. Yes, they go on your nipples. Why? Why, he says. Because it's part of the fun. Don't you get it? I'm going to overload you with sensation. I'm going to give your body so much pleasure that your mind won't know what to do with it. Then I'm going to push harder until you want release. I'm going to shove you right up against that edge and then hold you there, suspended, keeping you dangling over the precipice of sweet, sweet release. Unable to get there until I get what I want. Oh. You think I can't? Well, I do love a challenge. I do. Yes, I do. We'll see how you manage then. My dear. Oh, yes. We'll see.